This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying thousands of U.S. troops are scheduled to be deployed to the U.S. border with Mexico, perhaps by tomorrow. Detailing plans yesterday, the president insisted that people in Central American caravans won't be allowed to enter the United States.
We have about 5,008 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
Reports are the president's considering sending as many as 15,000 active duty troops to the border. Hundreds of Google employees, most of them women, are planning to walk off the job today to protest the company's handling of sexual harassment allegations. Workers are upset the company paid millions of dollars in exit packages to male execs who were accused of harassment and did not disclose what they did. The walkout expected to happen at almost two dozen different offices around the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The investigation into the brutal murder of mobster Whitey Bulger in a prison cell in West Virginia this week continues. Sources tell CNN that the beating was reportedly so severe that Bulger was said to be nearly unrecognizable when his body was found. Lindsay Sear had a long-time relationship with him in the 60s and 70s. She tells NBC News she's angry about his death, which she says never should have happened.
He's been in solitary for 7 years, and they put him in general population when he's not well.
The accused synagogue shooter is due in federal court today as Robert Bowers is now charged with 44 criminal counts, including federal hate crimes and causing injury to police officers. A 10th child has died in an adenovirus outbreak at a pediatric facility in New Jersey. State officials say another 17 children at that facility are still ill from the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A true giant of Major League Baseball has passed away.
McCovey with a double, and the Giants have won it.
That's legendary Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully with the call, showing the opposing giant, Willie McCovey, some love in his final appearance in July of 1980. McCovey blasted 521 career home runs, his inspirational play prompting the San Francisco Giants to place a bronze statue of him as the centerpiece of McCovey Point outside San Francisco's AT&T Park. When it was dedicated in 2003, McCovey told his adoring fans,
I guess I've come a long ways from that young guy in Mobile, Alabama, to having a statue here in San Francisco. Thank you.
McCovey died on Wednesday after some health problems. He was 80. The nation's unemployment line's a little bit shorter, as the Labor Department's reported this morning 214,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 2,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The 214,000, a little bit above what analysts were forecasting, though. They expected the number to come in at about 212,000. And today is the day Americans can start purchasing health care from the Obamacare marketplace for the 2019 health insurance plans. The marketplace is scheduled to be open for 6 weeks.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, hello, America. Back with you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Colonel Gillum. Denny Gillum joins us, U.S. Army retired after graduating from West Point. Colonel Gillum served 22 years in the Army, first as an airborne ranger with 2 combat tours, for which he was awarded 2 Purple Hearts and 7 awards for valor. Also served as a Mideast war planner while serving at U.S. Readiness Command. Colonel, always good to have you with us. An honor to have you here on the show. How are you, sir?
Bill, awesome. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, it is, isn't it? Hey, before we get into talking about terrorists on Twitter, I want to get your read on what is happening at our border. Donald Trump surprised the Pentagon, supposedly, by saying that he could envision as many as 15,000 troops at our southern border.
Well, I do believe that the groups, or whatever you want to call them, that are coming north are an invasion of our country, and we need to stop them. And that's obviously his perspective. And from my perspective, we shouldn't allow them 1 inch into our border. There's different ways to do it. I've heard he's talking about building tent cities right along the border and processing them and sending them back. But we need to stop them. And the Posse Comitatus Act prohibits our military from being used against our civilians.
Mm-hmm.
It does not prohibit them being used against invaders.
Right.
So could we use our military? Yes. Am I glad they're going to be there if needed? I don't have a sense of what that looks like. But we do have a 2,000-mile-long border with Mexico.
Right.
We got to know where we got to protect them, because are they going to come in mass, or are they going to break up into smaller groups? We better be ready.
Well, you know, the opportunity is that we do know they're coming.
Yes.
And as you know, Colonel, it's better to deal with them before they get to the border as opposed to when they're at the border, because, you know, the mainstream media, the Democrats, the Marxist Democrats are licking their chops over this, because they're looking at this whole thing as a photo op to really prove to people that this president doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember right off the top of my head, but we have a U.S. embassy in Mexico City, and I think we have 8 consulates around in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can walk into a U.S. consulate and request a refugee status to come to the United States legally.
Right.
They don't have to come to the border. They could have gone to the consulates or embassies in their own countries and applied if they had a valid case.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, internationally, Colonel, you're right, international law, which they've already broken, because they've passed several opportunities in which, internationally, it's told they're supposed to do. I mean, it only makes sense, and this, of course, is backed by the United Nations, which, you know, there's not a lot of things that I agree with the United Nations, but this is one I do, is that when you are claiming asylum, you go to the neighboring country, and it only makes sense that you would go to the neighboring country because it's approximate to their language, their culture. They understand, they get it, they see what's happening, you know, next door. But when you are thousands of miles away, we don't have information. We can't even vet the people coming here. We have no idea. The mainstream media, and even you can toss in Jorge Ramos from Univision, claims that these are all benign people. You know, there's no MS-13 people. There's no gang members involved in that group. But yet, when you break it down and you look at it, there's a lot of young men there, single young men that are coming, and some of them have, you know, their the flags of their country, the ones that the country that they said that they're afraid of, and this is what makes it look like an invasion. To your point, is they're bringing their flag, like, is it what they're going to plant their flag and claim some sort of zip code in the United States for their country?
Yeah, that's bizarre. And besides, if I put 100 people together, all of whom you had met once, could you guarantee that none of them were bad guys?
Right.
How about thousands of people? How can anybody tell us for sure that they're only nice, whatevers?
Right.
There are jerks in every group. I mean,
exactly.
There's no way to avoid that.
Well, and it's... Yeah, go ahead.
The bad guys know this kind of company, and if you're a bad guy and this gaggle is wandering by, you join them, don't you?
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, because, well, this is a, you know, I say it's a human resource opportunity for those of us who understand human resources and what their job is in terms of recruiting. I mean, they're already triaging this group, you know, from the inside out, and this is why Donald Trump said, look, you need to get inside the interior here. Sarah Carter went inside. There were others that went inside, and they said, I mean, these guys are, you know, some of these guys are tatted up, you know, they're MS-13 gang members, clearly, you know, the like CNN News and even to say they're news is it's almost a misnomer what they've become, because they've become more a propaganda machine for anybody that dislikes this president and dislikes anything that has to do with you know, patriotism and the American way of life. Sadly, you know, it's very disappointing what they've reduced themselves to, but they're misserving and they're deceiving, you know, their viewers into thinking that anything but the truth. And so they insist, oh no, this is benign. They're, you know, it's just a, you know, bunch of young people who are escaping, you know, the perils of their home country. You know, they're poor, they're starving, they're looking. I mean, you know, already Gallup did a poll, said something like 170 million people around the world would love to come to the United States. They would choose the United States, but, you know, and there's a way to do it. And there's a legal way. And that's what America, you know, needs to decide. Are we going to be a nation of laws, or are we just going to be lawless?
Bingo. Because one, if these people will come into the United States against our will, illegally, why do you think they will obey the law once they get here?
Well, they can't. They can't. They're not even supported. I wrote an article about this, Colonel, where, you know, you break the law on one side of the border, you come here, now you operate in the shadows, now what do you have to rely on? I mean, if you got a problem, it's not like you can call 911, right? I mean, the instinct tells them, so they have to rely on, you know, street justice. And so who controls street justice? But these bullies that you talked about that are intermixed in these group, in this caravan, that will take control. And because what happens, these very people, these, in a sense, and I will grant them this, in large part, many of these people are very innocent. They're poor. They're here. They're being told what to do. And this is kind of like their last last hurrah. I mean, they have nothing else to do and to count on, but maybe if I can get across the border, maybe I might be able to save my family and save my kids. But little do they know what kind of peril they're putting themselves into, because they're relying on these young men and these other individuals that will turn them into drug running gang members or sex trafficking agents.
Yes, and once they get here, they're going to cost us a lot of money.
Yes.
And if you haven't noticed, our nation's broke. President Obama doubled the national debt in his 8 years in office. And the only thing he did that I noticed was also double the number of people on welfare.
Yeah.
We're broke, and we've got homeless veterans. We've got kids in poverty. Should we be spending what money we have taking care of American citizens or illegals who want to come into our country?
That's the question, isn't it? Colonel Gillum is with us. More from him after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you.
listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Very fresh and independent, just the way you like us. This is Bill Martinez at 18 before, actually 19 after, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Colonel Denny Gillum continues with us. U.S. Army retired after graduating from West Point. He served 22 years in the Army, first as an airborne ranger with two combat tours, for which he was awarded two Purple Hearts, 7 awards for valor. Also served as the Mideast war planner while serving at U.S. Readiness Command. Colonel, I want to address the topic that you wrote about, and that is terrorists on Twitter. Interesting that Twitter, Facebook, some of these social media outlets seem to be very sensitive about conservative messages that are put out, but not quite so vigilant when it comes to terrorists.
That is sort of an interesting coincidence, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah.
And indeed, all the significant terrorist organizations are using media, social media. I wouldn't say. It's virtually free. It reaches everybody. It can't be monitored effectively. President Trump's used our military to effectively take out ISIS in the Mideast as far as controlling turf. They have control a little bit, but they are no longer a major power. But they're still alive and well on social media. Mm. They are very still recruiting, training terrorists throughout the West, certainly England, France, Europe, certainly over here. So it's a serious issue.
Yeah, the thing is that doesn't seem to connect here is that sanctions are put out against, ISIS and these other terrorists to choke off their resources. Well, why wouldn't we choke off their recruiting resource?
Bill, the problem with your question is you're using your brain.
Oh, sorry.
And you're dealing with liberal politics. And you can't put the two of those together. You'll come out looking foolish all the time. Mm. You're asking a question that is totally logical. And indeed, while I really don't like seeing our government getting involved and have more control, this probably is an area we need to get the government involved in. Mm-hmm. Simply because the media is not self-regulating like it should be. Because this is going on, and it's not subtle. My goodness, if you look at the stuff on any of the forms of social media, it's pretty obvious what it is.
Well, give us an example so the audience understands how unsubtle it is.
Allah be praised, help us kill infidels. I mean, is that subtle?
Just straight up, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and again, there's... Because a lot of this stuff is not centrally coordinated. It's you're where you are and you do it. I'm in where I am and I do it. It's not, for the most part, centrally coordinated. Anybody can do it. It's not that hard. You can be subtle. I can be more blunt. Somebody else can be just teasing a little bit and see who answers. There's a thousand different ways to do that. And there's, I'm sure, thousands and thousands of individuals out there doing it, to include some just idiots who don't really mean it, or are just playing the game. Mm-hmm. So what it does is it gives the unhappy, the jerks, the people who are suffering real or their vision of being put down a tool to tack on. And certainly... While I have never built an explosive device myself from scratch, if I wanted to, by the end of today, I could have all the information I needed on how to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I could start by Googling it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we talk about, you see, really, when you consider our culture right now, Colonel, you got a lot of stinking thinking, a lot of anti-Americanism, a lot of anti-American thought and rhetoric being thrown about, and we look to the university and realize that they're one of the bastions and profligators, and laboratories, for this stuff that has been running unchecked for so long. I mean, our kids are being indoctrinated, and it's no wonder that they come out. Maybe we're thankful that they only come out thinking that socialism is the answer. You know, it could be a lot worse, but and I'm sure in some cases it is. But not to mention that we have young people in this country who have been indoctrinated at an early age, that have been in a madrasa that says that Americans are nothing but infidels and they're worthy of subjection or extinction. All this has taken place and it is in their mind and they're acting on this. And, I don't know how many more attacks within the country we have to endure. I mean, we look, across the pond, what's happening in England, how that country has been under attack time and again, and what are they guilty of? They're guilty of opening up their borders and trying to be hospitable to a race of people that really wants nothing but their demise, and we ignore that for some reason.
Yeah, if you just look at Israel, everybody, the UN, including the U.S., keeps telling Israel, well, just get along with the Palestinians and the other terrorists. But wait a minute. They've said they won't be happy till every Jew is dead. Now,
yes.
How do you negotiate something like that?
Right, exactly.
By the way, they declared America the great Satan and Israel the little Satan. So that suggests their attitude towards us, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't that give you some kind of an idea? See, the problem with too much of our educational system today is we get indoctrination, not education, for our kids.
Right.
We're told how to think. I'm sorry, we're told what to think, not how to think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we parents have got to take responsibility for. We need to be involved in and paying attention to what our kids are learning and challenging them to challenge things, to think things through.
Mm-hmm.
If we think we can turn over the education of our kids to the government or to anybody,
mm-hmm.
we're beyond foolish.
Well, we got to know what we believe in here, Colonel. I mean, what's happening is that these kids come out and because of the way the universities work, is if you don't go along, you're shouted down, you're discredited, you're invalidated, you don't get to come to the reindeer games anymore. And this kind of university and college campus culture has invaded the mainstream. It operates in our politics. It operates in every walk of life. I mean, if you've got a Donald Trump bumper sticker on your car, chances are it's going to get keyed up. People are being shouted down and forced out of restaurants. They just want to have an evening with their wives. This is how insane this has come. But if good people just sit there and take it on the chin and they do not stand up against this gross behavior, what are we going to have? Are we going to believe the Democrats? I mean, the Democrats say, well, civility will return as soon as we're back in office. I mean, that's pretty arrogant on their part that they would make such a statement and quite revealing all at the same time.
Yes, it's utterly naive. And the issue is, we're dealing now not with logical argument, but with hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I periodically get interactions one way or another with people that are just so full of hate. Mm-hmm. And I point out, you're hurting yourself more than anybody else. The hater suffers more than the person that delivered hate towards. But worse than that, you're setting a culture for your kids and for other kids to not think things through, not talk logically, but just to hate. And you're right. There is way too much of that in our country today. And you're more right when you say we, the people who are still got our brains in gear, cannot tolerate it. We have to confront it. And I don't mean punch them out, though that's tempting. It means not tolerate. Confront them. Ask them what they mean. Well, Trump's like, give me an example. Well, we have to not let that happen. We have to confront it. Not all the time, not violently, but we can't just sit idly by and hope it will go away, because it won't.
Well, this is a government of, for, by, we the people. That means that all of us are involved in this process and this great American experiment. And if it will continue, it requires that we all participate. Colonel Denny Gillum has been with us. Colonel, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying thousands of U.S. troops are scheduled to be deployed to the U.S. border with Mexico, perhaps by tomorrow. Detailing plans yesterday, the president insisted that people in Central American caravans won't be allowed to enter the United States.
We have about 5,008 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
Reports are the president's considering sending as many as 15,000 active duty troops to the border. Hundreds of Google employees, most of them women, are planning to walk off the job today to protest the company's handling of sexual harassment allegations. Workers are upset the company paid millions of dollars in exit packages to male execs who were accused of harassment and did not disclose what they did. The walkout expected to happen at almost 24 different offices around the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The nation's largest veterans organization is observing its 100th birthday. And we're talking about the American Legion, and National Commander of the American Legion, Brett Reistad, is with us. And we're going to talk with him in just a moment, but a little bit of background on the commander's background. U.S. Army vet Reistad was elected the 100th National Commander of the American Legion during the organization's 100th National Convention on August the 30th, 2018. That's the theme, huh? 100 years, 100th Commander, 100th National Convention. You got it. The retired lieutenant with the Fairfax County, Virginia Police Department. Reistad was a U.S. Army infantryman from 1974 to 78, served with the Presidential Salute Battery of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard, as we say, at historic Fort Myer, Virginia, participated in the inaugural ceremony for President Carter and other high-profile events. A member of American Legion Post 270 in McLean, Virginia, he will lead the nation's largest veterans organization through its centennial. And, Commander, I want to welcome you here to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, an exciting time, 100-year anniversary, and you are the 100th commander to lead the centennial. How exciting is that?
Oh, it's very exciting. I am honored to have been selected as a candidate and to have been elected to serve this organization at such a pivotal year in our history.
Well, you know, to be around other vets, and I belong to a local post in Port St. Lucie, Florida, Post 318, that has been such a blessing to myself and my wife, and to be around these men and women who have served our country is such a privilege. I am so grateful for all that the American Legion does. My father was a former post commander and very involved with the American Legion. In fact, the Legion was one of our sponsors of one of our baseball teams, the American Legion baseball team.
That's
so we have a lot of history and memories that are very positive with the American Legion.
Well, you know what, Bill, it's interesting you say that because for me, I've been involved in the American Legion now for 37 years, mm-hmm. and it was the camaraderie that drew me to the Legion. And that got me active, and I got involved in the volunteer activities, and it just gave me a lot of satisfaction. You know, even though I served in law enforcement after my enlistment ended, it still was not the exact same type of camaraderie. And I was very fortunate to learn of my eligibility and find a post in Northern Virginia that suited my needs at the time, and here I am today.
Here you are, the commander, leading the way for our centennial here. Let's talk about Veterans Day 2018, the special significance that it holds for the American Legion.
Well, there are two fronts. It's first of all, it's the 100th anniversary of the World War I armistice, or the end of the war. Mm-hmm. And secondly, it is the 100th anniversary of the American Legion. Now, it was only a short number of months after the World War I armistice that the American Legion began its formation, and it was soldiers that were stationed in France that were still awaiting transportation home that mm-hmm. had a meeting in Paris, France, and which became our first known as our Paris Caucus. And this was the first meeting that led to another one in St. Louis, Missouri, and then to our first national convention in November of 1919.
In a way, only fitting that that's where some of the roots would begin, overseas in Paris, France. Huh?
Yeah, that's quite a story. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look back on the history of it, you realize that you know, these soldiers and sailors and Marines didn't have transportation like we have it today, and they weren't filing onto a 747 and making their way back home. They had to wait on these steamships.
Exactly.
Become available, and many of them were left in France for many months before they had an opportunity to come home, and it was becoming a morale issue, and you know, some of the senior leadership of the American Expeditionary Forces got together and said, we got to find some ways to keep them occupied mm-hmm. So they don't get into mischief, and the idea of floating a veterans service organization that was unique to them actually came out from the mouth of Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore mm. Roosevelt Jr., the
right.
son of the president.
Wow. Well, let's talk about some of the programs that impact communities across the nation. You know, some people have had experience. I know those of us who are involved with local posts are very active. We're very service-oriented, are we not?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we are, and in many different respects. And one has to have an understanding of the range of the Legion programs to get an idea of how expansive it is. And let's begin with our four pillars of the American Legion, which is our veterans and their families, our youth, our children, and patriotic programs for them, our national defense and national security, and then Americanism, which is mm-hmm. our promotion of patriotism belief in the Constitution of the United States of America. And from there, they branch off into many programs. And just to give you an example, our youth programs are probably most active at the community level. And, you know, they include such programs as the American Legion Boys State, Boys Nation, our National High School Oratorical Contest, our Junior Shooting Sports Program, our Junior ROTC, American Legion Baseball, sponsorship of scouting units. We even have a youth cadet law enforcement program that is taking off across the country.
Mm-hmm. And we know the Legion is closely associated with the GI Bill as well?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, the Legion was the founder of the founder or creator of the GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It was Harry W. Comrie, who's a past national commander of the American Legion, that sat down at a desk at the Mayflower Hotel and drafted the GI Bill on hotel stationery. And it was a hard-fought battle for the GI Bill to pass. And many on the opposing side believed that the GI Bill and all of its benefits would break the treasury of the United States.
Mm.
And that wasn't the case at all.
Well, Commander, I understand we have to let you go because we're running out of time here, but very quickly as we wrap things up, congratulations for being the 100th commander, the centennial for the American Legion, and if you can tell everybody where they need to go to find out more information about the American Legion.
To find out more information about the American Legion and the American Legion family, go to legion.org or legion.org.
Well, Commander Brett Reistad, thank you, Commander. Appreciate the time. God bless. Godspeed.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Thank you.
The commander was elected national commander of the nearly 2 million member American Legion on August 30th of this year in Minneapolis during the organization's 100th national convention. He's been a member of the nation's largest veterans organization since 1981. Very active, and as you can tell, what's happening at the local level in communities and local posts, you know, around your country. And I would say for, you know, those vets, if you are not a member of a post, boy, you ought to check it out. You will be blessed to have the camaraderie of other vets in this kind of environment there. Lots of fun, lots of great activities at your local post, not only for the vets, but also, you know, in terms of their service involvement. If you're service-oriented and you want to be a part of the community and add to the proposition of the local community, the American Legion is a great way in which to do that. So again, for more information, check out their website, legion.org. Legion.org as they celebrate the centennial, their 100th anniversary. And what a rich history it is, as you could begin to be enlightened here as U.S. Army veteran Brett Reistad, the newly elected 100th national commander, explained to us about the American Legion's organization 100th national convention that he was elected on back at the end of summer of this year. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to go to the movie guy, yes, live from Hollywood, California.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hear the music, you see the lights, camera action, live from Hollywood, the Movie Guy, coming up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, I got to tell you, I always love introducing Steve Evans because you get to use the big guy voice almost, you know, the pretend announcing voice, you know, bringing you on stage, you know, it is always an honor. Steve Evans, how you doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing great, and here we are after Halloween, and Halloween was the number one film last weekend.
126 million total?
So far, the last couple of weeks. So this
well, they'll buy a lot of Halloween candy.
Well, absolutely, and the crazy thing about it is that this is the 11th film in the Halloween franchise. It's been around since 78. I think what's going on here is they brought John Carpenter back to direct, and Jamie Lee Curtis appears. We have Nick Castle playing Mike Murphy, and this is really what I think has made this film, because they have treated this really as a sequel to the original, which came out in 78, kind of ignoring the nine films in between. Mm-hmm. The people are showing up, man, 126 million over the last couple of weeks. I think it's probably going to run out of gas after the holiday, but, you know, there you go.
But not bad. I mean, 126 million reprise, and who would have thunk Halloween? But I guess, hey, it's the season, right?
You know, and these movies don't cost a whole lot to make, so
I was going
to
say,
relatively speaking. So I think there's a lot of profit in that. Okay, yeah, Star Wars, that was number two. Venom, number three. We had Goosebumps 2, number four. Hunter Killer rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see Can You Ever Forgive Me, which stars Melissa McCarthy. This is a smaller independent film, but I think it's Melissa's bid for an Academy Award nomination.
Really? Wow.
You know, it's not a comedy. No, there's funny moments, but it really is. It's a story of Lee Israel based on her autobiography. She was an author in New York, and You know, it's pretty gritty stuff, but she does a great job. We'll see how all that turns out.
Can you imagine? I mean, you know, Melissa McCarthy, I mean, she's just been one of those mainstays, and, you know, she is a human box office money machine.
She's a money machine. This won't be one of her bigger titles, though. I think it's, but like I say, this is her effort, I think, for an Academy Award.
I did see Hunter Killer, by the way.
Oh, you did?
I liked that movie a lot. I think it's unfortunate that it was R-rated. I just think, you know, outside of a little bit of language, if they'd have cleaned that up a little bit, PG-rated, it would have, I think, at least doubled what it did at the box office. But $6 million, not bad in top five, but it's exciting. I mean, it's Hunt for Red October one more time,
yeah,
you know, kind
right.
of a modern right. version of it, but really well done.
Yeah, and Gerard Butler. I mean,
yes.
He's always good. Well, this, for a lot of people, is what they call the beginning of the holiday movie season. And this first title really fits that bill, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, a holiday film from Disney. Only 28% of the critics are recommending. We can talk about that in a moment. But this is basically a reimagining of the Nutcracker story. This stars Mackenzie Foy as Clara. She wants a key. That's all she wants is this key, this one-of-a-kind key that will unlock a box that holds a priceless gift from her late mother. There's a golden thread presented to her at her godfather's annual holiday party that leads her to this coveted key, which promptly allows her to disappear into a strange, mysterious parallel world. It's there that she encounters a soldier by the name of Philip, gang of mice, regents to the provide over three realms. You got the land of snowflakes, the land of flowers, and the land of sweets.
Mm.
All of this, of course, they have to brave, of course, the ominous fourth realm, home to the tyrant mother Ginger, played by Helen Mirren, to retrieve Clara's key and hopefully return harmony to the unstable world and make sense of whatever I just said.
It is
a little convoluted.
Yes. I mean, for a minute, I thought I was going down the rabbit hole.
I know. Take a look at the trailer. Okay. They're saying that there's very little that is grounding enough here, which is to say the sets, the costumes, the performances, they seem to kind of drift off into this CGI-generated world. It's visually pretty stunning, but it's all computer-generated. So, and the music, of course, is terrific. It does star this woman by the name of Misty Copeland, who is the first African-American ballerina. She's credited with kind of breaking the color barrier in ballet. She was the first black woman in history to be promoted to the principal dancer in the American Ballet Theater. And she appears, which a lot of people, they're saying that her work in this movie is beautiful. And it is, like I say, visually stunning. It's a holiday film. It's going to be probably making in the vicinity of about $20 million. It'll be number two this weekend, but it should have legs, as they say, because it will be one to see throughout the holidays.
Okay.
So, it's out there. Let's talk about Bohemian Rhapsody. Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, my goodness. Can I wait for this? Oh, this is awesome. I cannot wait.
It does look awesome.
Yeah.
And Rami Malek plays Freddie Mercury, and they're saying it is quite a performance. But the rest, they're saying, is kind of your standard biopic, and that's why only 57% of the critics are recommending. But I think it's worth a ticket that, you know, the cost of the ticket to show up and see what Rami does. With
exactly. Well, we want to hear the music again.
Yeah.
You know, and the big screen like that. Wow.
And it is a story of the group and Freddie Mercury. They defied stereotypes, became one of the most creative groups ever. This traces the rise of the band through their iconic songs and their revolutionary sound and the near implosion as Mercury's lifestyle spirals out of control, and then their triumphant reunion on the eve of Live Aid, where Mercury, facing this life-threatening illness, leads the band in one of the greatest performances in the history of rock music. There you go.
Wow.
I'm going to see it this weekend,
yes.
And I will have a full report next week, but it does look good, and I've been looking forward to this movie for quite a while.
Right with you. Okay.
Hey, Tyler Perry's back. A movie called Nobody's Fool. Not reviewed for the critics, but not surprising because Tyler, I think, likes to keep the critics.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he would say, I don't have time for critics.
No, he just makes money.
I'll call Oprah. Oprah will tell
me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sure.
Will he be dressing up as Madea in this movie? No. He's just directing this one.
And he's all out of dresses, is he?
No. Well, I always find that pretty funny, but yeah. There you go.
I don't know. What is it about that? I mean, you know, forever, you know, Milton Berle, I mean, you know, on through the years, I mean, I'm really dating myself, you know, talking about Milton Berle, but, you know, he did those characters, but they've been gone forever. I mean, you know, Red Skeleton, I mean, you know,
yeah,
on down the line.
It's true. And Tyler, you know, with that character, which, you know, he originated way back when he was basically living out of his car,
exactly,
putting on these shows and going from town to town. So it's always fun.
Yeah, but he can get away with it. But you and I, we'd probably get in trouble today.
Well, I would get in trouble dressing up as a woman, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, nobody's fool. Here's what it's about.
Okay.
Trying to get back on her feet, wild child Tanya, played by Tiffany Haddish, looks to her buttoned-up and by-the-book sister Danica to help her get back on track. Now, as these polar opposites collide with hilarious and sometimes disastrous results, Tanya discovers that Danica's picture-perfect life, including her mysterious boyfriend, may not be what it seems. There you go. Nobody's fool. It'll be in the top five. Not making great money,
really?
But it will do well, as Tyler's movies always do.
Yeah, I mean, he's like it's just a built-in audience that he has generated. I mean, you know, he's got his cult following, I guess, that just continues to pay for his movies.
Well, it's true, and it's a following that they have been following him since, like I say, he was living out of his car doing these as plays from going from town to town. So he has worked hard, and it certainly has paid off.
Yeah, without a doubt.
There's a movie here called Private War, A Private War. This is the story of Marie Colvin, and she is played by Rosamund Pike. This really looks good. 88% recommending. This is a look at modern-day war. Marie Colvin, played by Rosamund Pike, is one of the most celebrated war correspondents of our time. She was utterly fearless, rebellious in spirit, driven to the front lines of conflict all across the globe to give voice to the voiceless, while constantly testing the limits between bravery and bravado. After being hit by a grenade in Sri Lanka, she wears this distinctive eye patch and is still comfortable sipping martinis with London's elite as she is in confronting dictators. She sacrifices loving relationships, and over time her personal life starts to unravel as the trauma she's witnessed takes its toll. A real interesting look at the life of a war correspondent, which would be a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, imagine.
Wow. And like I say, this may be, we're, you know, coming into award season, so she might get a nomination for this as well. A Private War, Rosamund Pike.
Good.
Another movie here which is getting a lot of talk. They're saying, well, you know, it's called Bodied, B-O-D-I-E-D. And they're saying if you are easily offended, this movie is not for you. It will send you running from the theater. So, if you know, if you like a movie with a hard edge, this may be it. They say it's hilarious. One critic saying it's beer through your nose hilarious. But here's what's going on. This is a satirical story of Adam Merkin, this white kid, a progressive grad student who becomes an accidental battle rapper whose success breeds outrage within the rap community. And this is all starring all kinds of well-known rappers whose names I'm not familiar with and can't pronounce, but they're in this. And like I say, it's getting great reviews. But if you are easily offended, check out the trailer. This will give you an idea of what's going on.
Yeah, if you're easily offended, I mean, you know, just stick around and watch some political advertisements, and maybe that'll thicken up the skin a little bit, right?
I'll be glad when Tuesday's passed. I'll tell you something. We can start back to normal ads anyway.
Well, this is why we have movies we can go to.
A little escape. There's no reason for staying home this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Plenty to choose from. So what's on your radar?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian, I'm right with you there. And I've got to try and catch it before, of course, it's going to, you know, I'm going to be in Hawaii over the weekend, well, for a couple weeks anyway. And it's always tough because the movies seem to move rather slow, you know, to the island here. So
travel by boat to the island, yeah.
I think so. So we'll see what happens. So next week we'll be talking to you live from, I'll be in Maui, Hawaii, huh?
Lucky
be there
you.
With the grandson having a good time. Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California. Yes, the movie capital of the world, even still. Steve-O, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch.
Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.